T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and it's so good to have you guys. 414-799-1250 is the number to call. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are looking at this Brewer season differently now, and we don't want to get hurt again, I think. So deep down, it's always about masking insecurities. We don't want to get hurt again with this Brewers team. Are you guys with us at 799-1250? Here's what I mean by that. The Brewers are 27-27, and they are in the playoffs right now, should the playoffs end today. That's right. The Brewers have done enough at this point of the season. You look back at the season and think, what? This team is not fun. They lose a lot of games. I've seen some really awful blown leads. They can't hit. How are they in the playoffs if the playoffs ended today? Well, let me tell you. 8 teams in each division, league, I should say, make the playoffs, and the Brewers would be team number 8 right now. 4 of the 5 NL Central teams actually would get in if the season ended today. The Cubs, division winners, most likely. I think, did they clinch just a playoff spot? My friend was telling me they clinched the division.
No, they clinched the playoff spot, right?
Well, they just clinched the playoff spot.
In the postseason,
spot. That's what I thought. But my friend was telling me, and I thought, no, I'm pretty sure they just clinched the playoff spot. And he said, I don't know, Bart. And so so they clinched the playoff spot. The Cardinals are the 5th seed right now because they would be 2nd in the division. If you're 2nd, you're automatically in. And then there's 2 wild cards, which as of right now, is the 28-28 Reds and the 27-27 Brewers. Brewers finish it up against the Reds tonight. Adrian Hauser versus Trevor Bauer. On paper, that does not look good for the crew. The Brewers are in a tie standing-wise with the Giants, but the way that MLB is doing their tiebreakers this year, the Brewers have a better record against the NL Central than the Giants do against the NL West. And so that means the Brewers are ahead of the Giants. It's weird. It's complicated. It's confusing. But that's the way they are doing it this year. And then the NL Central, not only do they have 4 playoff teams, they've got the worst team in baseball in the Pirates. So they have 4 playoff teams and a team that's going to have the number 1 overall pick. Pretty fascinating in baseball this season. So as a Wisconsin sports fan, how many times have we talked about, oh, it happened again. Our team's invented a new way to lose. We had all these expectations, and then we couldn't deliver. So the new way for us to look at this is no expectations. Just see what happens. I'm going to watch every game, as I have been. I will continue to watch. I'm excited to watch. But I'm just going to watch. I'm not going to get on the edge of my seat in the 9th inning. I'm not going to tweet Arcia every time he has a single. I'm just going to watch. And I'm either going to enjoy quietly to myself if they win, or be a little disappointed quietly to myself if they lose. This team is not good enough at this point to get all crazy about. If they don't get in or if they lose in the playoffs, I'm not going to count it as another Wisconsin heartbreak. This team has no business being in the playoffs. They are not that good. They are only being considered for the playoffs because you are looking at an expanded playoffs in a 60-game season. So, I am rooting for the Brewers every step of the way, but I am rooting without the fear of being hurt again by the crew. That is the approach that I am taking. I have had the last decade to feel horrendously bad when my teams falter down the stretch and don't live up to expectations. This year, maybe you guys are with me, maybe you're not. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you didn't even realize that the season's ending this week. There could be no Brewers baseball by this time on Monday. The season could be over, and that's it. We wanted baseball and wanted baseball and wanted baseball. We were begging for baseball longer than the actual baseball season has been. We spent 4 months. Remember when we used to talk about owners versus players every day? Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
We did 4 months on that. And now it's a two-month baseball season, and it's almost over. So that's the approach I'm taking. I'm not going to let myself get hurt. Now, is that a galaxy brain way to think about it? Or am I not letting myself be all in because I am a weak, thin-skinned man?
I just think, that's just kind of the season. The expectations have changed a bunch. There really weren't high expectations going into this season. There's been about 375 guys on this roster this year. And so I think that it's just kind of the smart way to go about it because, if I was a betting man, I would go all scratch in the postseason. I honestly do think that this is finally the year that I just don't see anybody beating the Dodgers. I really don't. I said that last year, though, too. While I still did bet money on the Nationals to do so, this year they are just so stacked, and they're not burned out the same way. Like, the problem with the Dodgers the last couple years especially is they get off to this fast start, and then it's like, what are you playing for? You start resting guys. Your pitchers aren't going, their full workload. You're not using the bullpen the same way because you're trying to keep guys healthy for the postseason. But it's just, we saw it like in any sport, it's so hard then to snap back into that other gear. I go back to the Packers 15-1 season when they had that disappointing loss to the Giants at Lambeau Field. They were on top of their game all year, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Defense was a liability all year long, so we knew that was eventually going to come down and be a problem. But, they kind of turned it off then the final couple weeks of the season, and then it was like they couldn't turn it back on, especially Aaron Rodgers in that game. Look at the Bucks. We kept saying in the bubble, it's fine. When these games start to matter, I'm not going to start to worry about the Bucks until they lose an actual playoff game.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Then game one, they lose to the Magic, and you're like, oh, no. Maybe this team's not very good anymore.
And that's where I was.
And that's been the same problem with the Dodgers the last couple years. They race out to like 90 wins, and then they start resting guys. They sit Kershaw. He doesn't make a scheduled start. And then they try to turn it back on in the postseason, and they get upset. This year in a 60-game season, you're really not able to do that. So I do finally think that this is the year they get over the hump. The Yankees, they've struggled this year. They had a span where I think they lost like 7 or 8 straight, and they just couldn't score any runs. Granted, they were beat up. No Stanton. Aaron Judge has been out pretty much the entire year, pretty much his entire career. And But I do see them getting healthy, and they're going to be tough to beat. So when you got a team like the Brewers, you're like the ultimate underdog. So if you win a playoff series, if you make the postseason, cool. If not, I really wasn't expecting them to do a whole lot this year. And then it's like, what happens next year? Because I honestly have no idea the direction of this team, where you're heading, because you let Mike Moustakas walk, and I think that was the right decision, despite the fact that he homered against you the other night.
He's had a very good series so far.
Yeah, but, he hasn't had a great year.
Which is insult to injury.
Right, and you knew that, though. Anytime you get rid of a guy or you don't sign a guy, even if he's still cool with the organization because he got paid, he's always going to have revenge on his mind. And so I just don't know where the direction of this team is. We don't know if Ryan Braun's going to be back. I said that there's no chance Ryan Braun's retiring during a 60-game season. But then we hear those interviews, man, and he's got a lot on his mind like the rest of us. He's got a family to take care of. He's got to wait and see what happens with COVID-19, with this virus, He's got a family to take care of and kids at home. We don't know what this roster is going to look like. Is Josh Hader going to get traded? We know Christian Yelich ain't going anywhere for the next 15 years. Keston Hira gets benched yesterday. He's in a slump. What is he, 1 for his last 13 or 0 for his last 13, something like that? He's struggling right now. So I'll just take whatever we could get and then start wondering, where do they go from here next?
Well, you mentioned Ryan Braun and the comments that he made. He did sound, and we talked to Adam McKelvey about this on Monday, where I said, I don't know, I would think that he is going to retire. I didn't think that he would, but now I think he might. And Adam said, the way he was talking Sunday on TV and in that press conference, I kind of agree with you.
A lot of nostalgia in there, man, talking about like the first time he took the field. That was what I was talking about with it just being kind of sad. And there's only a couple ball players that this is probably their last year. You know, and it's a sad way for these guys to go out if they're on the final year of their deal or they're going to retire, because they don't even get like that standing O. Like I brought up John Lester in Chicago. He won him a World Series, didn't even get a standing ovation. Ryan Braun is, say what you want about Ryan Braun, one of the best, you know, one of the best hitters. And the scary thing about Ryan Braun is, like, I don't want him to retire because right now he's one of the only guys I actually rely on in that lineup in a big game, like with a clutch at bat. He's been so clutch.
Stearns was on the big show yesterday. David Stearns on the Wendy's big show. Yeah, he was at 3 o'clock. And if you missed it, we do have some highlights of that. Ryan Braun said his comments earlier in the week. Stearns addressed what he thinks about Ryan's future yesterday.
I really want to take the time to get away from it and reflect on the season. And like I alluded to last time we spoke, see what the sport itself looks like, see what the world looks like. This year has been such a unique and challenging year in so many ways that, you know, I just want to take my time making that decision. And but yeah, I mean, it's like being a parent and being a husband and my family are my top priorities in life. And at some point as the kids get older, I just don't enjoy being away from them at all. And one of the biggest challenges of this game is that, you know, we're on the road a lot and we miss out on a lot of things. So, you know, that's the biggest reason that I would consider being done.
There are so many unknowns. And I think Ryan's been really candid and upfront about that, not only about his situation, his desire to play, but also just what the world and baseball is going to look like next year. And so I think he rightfully is going to take some time into the offseason, spend some time with his family, let this season wear off a little bit. Even though it's only been 60 games, it's been a really grinding season for players. And so let this season wear off and then see where he is and maybe see where the world is, see what a major league season next year is going to look like. But at this point, I think his focus and our focus is let's get to the playoffs and let's give him a chance to perform on the national stage once again, because whenever he's gotten there in his career, he's performed.
That's the part. Okay, both of those guys, Braun first, Stern second, they both mentioned it because it is weighing on Braun's mind. This is where I start to think that the world is coming to an end. I mean, these guys, have you ever heard a player think about retiring and think, we'll see where the world is? And we just, oh, okay. What are we doing? Well, we'll see where the world is. Favre, when he was thinking about retiring, he didn't care about the world. Oh, we'll see what the world's like. But the world right now is, man.
Favre still doesn't care about the world. He was just at a football game.
Oh, they're mad about that.
About what? Him not wearing a mask?
Him being there.
Why are they mad that he was there?
There's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, a player, that is upset that Favre was able to come.
But his family wasn't?
When fans weren't allowed in the stands, but somehow Favre was there.
Well, yeah, but who did invite Favre? Brady?
I'm not sure.
I didn't even know Favre and Brady were boys. Did you? It doesn't surprise me. I know they have...
Favre's kind of turning into like Marlins, man. He just shows up everywhere.
Speaking of Marlins, man, I am a little worried about him.
Why?
I don't know. You know what? Last Saturday, I sent him a picture of myself. I'll show you this. And I flipped him off. I gave him the middle finger for no reason. And I was expecting him to say something, and he didn't.
Well, he's busy. Sports are back. He's trying to get to where he can get.
But he's not at any of these games.
He was at the Chiefs opener. I know that.
Oh, was he really? I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was at the Chiefs opener.
Well, I had a business investment for him. I wanted to go half and half, a.k.a. he paid for it, and I started this little startup company, and he just completely ignored it, so that's why he got the middle finger.
Can I have any details on it, or is it top secret?
No, I just wanted to start my own media company, like John Boy Media. I think that like if you got like the Ringer going, but with me in charge of it, and I could pick all the talent, I could build something really big, you know? But I need financial backing from somebody rich. So I only know Marlins man and Marcus Stroman, and I think we're kind of out on Stroman because he's not playing this year, and my entire family left his house and went back home. So I think he's kind of like done with them, and so I don't think he wants to financially back proposition.
Would you court me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would be – you. I would hire you.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You would be my soccer expert because we'd hit on a little bit of everything.
Oh, cool.
Mixed martial arts would be our forte, though.
No, it was Ryan Jensen, who's an offensive lineman.
I call him RJ, yeah.
Yeah. Fox Sports NFL Twitter account tweeted the picture of Favre, and then he said, so he can go to the game, but my family can't? Interesting. Apparently, Favre was there working on an assignment as a correspondent for NFL Films.
Okay, because you know what? They do that. I told you the story where I was at the Packers game last season and I used the bathroom. Dumb decision before we had to get down to the locker room to do the post-game interviews. And there was this guy in front of me just taking his sweet-ass time, walking really slowly like a snail. And it was Chad Ochocinco, who I love. And I got really nervous because I'm a huge – I didn't really get nervous, but I'm a huge Ochocinco fan. I actually just asked him – I said, excuse me, because he wouldn't get out of my way. But he was there to do some NFL Films work, and then he was doing that feature with Devontae Adams. So he was there to talk to Devontae, to watch Devontae play, and then do an interview with him. But they do that where players – so Favre was there for work.
Yeah, I guess.
It's amazing, though, like – and I'm not trying to do the mask thing – but if he's there for work, like, why doesn't he have to wear a mask in there? Like, you see these photos of Clemens at Lambeau, and he's got to get tested for COVID before he even gets into the stadium. And then he's got to wear a mask in the press box, and they're all socially distanced. Favre's out there just doing whatever the hell he wants. And if he's working, why is he wearing a Tom Brady shirt? Aren't you supposed to be neutral?
Lot of good questions you just posed there.
Well, luckily he's friends with Michaels. Maybe we could get the answer to some of these. I know Joe's been efforting them. I found out about it in my Slack notifications.
Well, listen to that on the Bill Michaels show coming up today. 414-799-1250. Tim Allen's going to join us from the postgame show, 735.
Nice.
I'm going to throw my new way of thinking about this Brewers team, Adam, that I don't care. I want them to do good, but I'm not going to let myself get hurt. David Stearns talks about the challenges of a shortened season and how this shortened season, if there's any silver lining, it's that they got Daniel Vogelbach because of it. We'll have that from Stearns next. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath.
There has to be a level of urgency in a two-month season. We're talking about literally a third of a season that we normally have in Major League Baseball. When you're talking about a two-month season instead of a six-month season, and we've had to adjust accordingly, and we've made some moves that, for a front office like ours, an organization like ours, we're generally really patient. We've had to change our philosophy a little bit. We have moved on from some guys like Brock and Justin Smoke, guys with pretty good major league careers who you would envision at some point would get things going, but we didn't have time. And, that lack of patience this year, I think, is warranted. We've gotten ourselves into the thick of things right here over the last week. And hopefully we can win some games here in Cincinnati and St. Louis and get ourselves into the playoffs again.
Little quicker to react this year, but again, it's not like they're like, oh, I need a new microwave. I'm going to find the best reliable microwave that's going to last me for years. And if I have to pay for it, I understand it's an investment. It's like, oh no, our microwave doesn't work. Can we buy a toaster on Facebook Marketplace that will suffice? What I'm saying is the Brewers are making a lot of moves, but they're still the same old cheap Brewers. They always have been. One of those guys they found on the cheap. This is what they've been wanting to do. Daniel Vogelbach. We all love him. This is what they've tried to do with Brock Holt and Logan Morrison. And who else am I forgetting that was on this team?
That was?
Justin Smoke.
You said Brock Holt.
Yep. They're trying to find guys that are cheap that they can get something out of and then have them be under team control. When it works, it's so fun. But when it doesn't, they struggle. And with Vogelbach, it seems to have worked.
These names are just so great, though, all year, haven't they been?
Ugh.
Vogelbach, Logan Morrison. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay. Stearns says, you know, in a normal year, we probably don't get Danny V.
In a shortened season like this, teams have to make decisions that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have made. I don't know whether a guy like Dan Vogelbach gets put on waivers in a normal six-month season, but in a shortened season, over 50-something plate appearances, if you don't perform, it stands out a little bit. You get into late August or so, and you're halfway through the season, and clubs feel like they have to make decisions. So that's a situation where we probably have benefited from another club making a decision a little bit faster than they otherwise might have. We were able to claim Dan, and he's been outstanding since he got here.
David Stearns on the Wendy's Big Show. More of the highlights coming up. We'll hear from Tim Allen as well from the postgame show. He'll join us live 7:35 here this morning. 414-799-1250. Mike is on the south side. Mike, how you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. Voice is getting a little bit, right?
I noticed. I was going to say something. You sound great.
I just can't shut up. The last 3 days, I talked to anyone who would listen.
I hear you.
You've been calling the other shows, too?
Playoffs? Okay. You know, I'm all about the Vogelbach. I think the Brewers are missing a beat, not having Aguilar and Thames. This David Stearns, if we keep that guy and open those purse strings, he's going to get us at least to a World Series. He's on the job, I'm telling you. But when I saw this Vogelbach kid, I said, here we go. Another guy just trying to hit a homer. But this guy can hit.
Yeah, he's like a slap hitter, kind of.
He can go deep. He can hit. You know, Thames got up there in Aguilar. You know what was coming. They wanted to hit it out of the park. But I haven't seen him play defense yet either, though. But as for Ryan Braun, I think he's good as gone. Probably retirement. You know, I don't think the phone rang at the trade deadline. You know, I remember calling about a trade to a California team. But if this year ends, he could sit out a year and come back, couldn't he?
Yeah. So they have a mutual option on him next year. So
you know,
the teams
got, like, homesick.
Yeah, he could. He doesn't. He can retire, but he can come back. He can come back.
Yeah, and I was a huge.
I don't see him. I don't see that being an option for him.
Yeah, I'll leave this, though. I was a huge Ocho Cinco fan. I had orange and black motorcycle.
I love them.
And I had the jersey, orange and black.
I want to delete social media, but he's just the best follow possible. He somehow is in great shape but eats McDonald's every single day. Mm. He's great, man. I love Ocho Cinco.
Well, real quick, why did he retire?
You know what? Injuries, I think, and age caught up to him, and he's really into soccer. Didn't he play soccer, Bart? Like on a minor league team or like try to play major league soccer or something like that? I don't know. He's a big soccer fan. I think he tried to play for
him. Well, he didn't have the huge ego. They all have huge egos. Like Terrell Owens, too, you know?
Yeah, he talks about that. He was like, you know, early on in my career, he always talks about how he wishes he could do things differently. Seems
and
to be
quick, and
a good guy.
I always remember, I forget the quarterback on the Bengals ripping that thing off the jersey. It said Johnson, and he had the quarterback rip the tag off.
Was it Carson Palmer?
Could be, yeah.
Because they had that really good year, and then Palmer tore his ACL in the playoffs.
Was it Akili Smith?
TJ Houshmandzadeh was on that team.
Was it Jeff Klingler?
You know who reminds me of Akili Smith?
Thanks, Mike.
Never mind. Thanks, Mike. Mike's my favorite caller, by the way.
Oh, I love Mike.
I kind of want him, like, if we ever, like, have to split up, I would love Mike to be my guy.
Well, what about your new media company you're starting?
Well, I don't have the financial backing because Marlins, man, keeps ghosting me.
Well, we don't know Mike's deal. He could be rich.
I got three people that I'm going after.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me?
And I'm keeping this job. I'm staying here, so I'm not, like, leaving or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just going to be a side hustle. We're allowed to do that, I think. I got a new job. I start today at 10:30 a.m. I just announced it on Twitter, so I'm exciting. You know how everybody does the exciting career news and somebody got a new deal and is making a bunch of money and has got four shows? I got a new career. Some exciting news.
How much of that do you want to bring on the air today?
No, I'm a teacher now. I'm teaching my kid starting today, 10:30 a.m. My wife will get it going, 7 a.m. Dad gets home at 10:30 a.m. We go till 3 p.m. We get a break for recess and lunch every day, Monday through Friday. I am so excited for it. No gym anymore after work. Who needs it?
No nap.
Oh, man. I just keep thinking of
what happens when there's daytime sports?
Gym
class.
I'll have to have it on mute. And then my wife.
Math class, son.
So now with this new schedule, my wife doesn't get home until 9:30, 10 every night, too. So I'm in charge of cooking dinner and all that fun stuff. So shout out to all the parents out there that are making this work. It's going to be fun, though.
Let me quick pivot back to
sports.
David Stearns.
Thank you.
So this offseason, there's no fans in the stands. That's a lot of money that the Brewers are not making. $15 million could be freed up for next year if Ryan Braun does not come back. The guys on the big show asked him about, how do you plan for an offseason when you don't have that kind of money coming in?
You know, David, I guess for me being the fan and kind of always looking ahead and trying to make the perfect team, as Gary would like to say,
Brace yourself.
Well, I got to bring it up because, again, I mean,
you
just
don't have
first,
to bring it up.
First base, third base, both positions that I think, you know, you'd like to add more to going ahead. As far as this team going into next season, from a salary standpoint, how has this affected what you'll be able to do next year by not having fans this year and playing through this pandemic?
I think that's something we're going to have to evaluate as we go into the offseason. The true answer is I don't know. And we're probably not going to know until we get farther into the offseason and perhaps even until we get an understanding of what next year could look like for us. Clearly, not having fans in the ballpark is going to have a very meaningful impact on the revenue that we bring in. That's going to be true for every team in baseball, probably even more so for a team like ours that relies on in-stadium attendance so much, and our fans have done an incredible job supporting us in-stadium over the years. So I think that's a really reasonable question. It's one that we don't have an answer to right now, but I think those realities are going to play a part in the offseason for every team in baseball to varying extents.
We'll react to David Stearns with Tim Allen coming up, and the Brewers do have a spot in the playoffs as of right now. I'll let Tim know my new strategy of I care, but also I do not.
Craig Counsell actually said in his post, that's what he said in the presser too. They said, Craig, you know, your thoughts on getting into the postseason for the third consecutive year? And he said, well, if we get in, we get in. If not, go home.
Oh, yeah, do you have that audio?
Oh, no, that didn't get saved in the archives.
Oh, okay. Tim Allen's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and we want to tell you about Windows Select. Buy one, get one on the Windows. Buy one, get one on your Windows at Windows Select. Check them out, windowsselect.com, 262-703-3500. Windows Select, located in Menominee Falls, proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners. They've been doing that for many, many years. They have taken a tremendous amount of pride in their product. They have been in the shop for decades, and what they've come up with is windows that they believe are of the highest quality, and they are, and also energy efficient. They'll match that with anybody, the energy-efficient windows. That's the big trend, and they feel like they've conquered it, so to speak. Match it against anybody. They're very confident. They are so confident, they back their products with a double lifetime warranty. So you can live a long time and still feel good about the windows that you got. They can do windows, doors, siding. They'll replace that on your house for you. These projects that they do, they'll come out to your home, safely, of course, and they will do the consultation, do the estimate. They don't charge you for that. Then they come back, get the job done. You're going to get a buy one, get one on the windows that you purchase. Buy one, get one free. You don't have to pay them anything for a full 12 months. And this week, they are offering up free installation. Let them know Bart was talking about you. They're going to help you out however they can. They're very confident in their windows. They're very proud of them. And they want you to enjoy them both inside and outside the home. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com.
Now, a green and gold update, brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are getting ready to face the Saints in the Superdome. Now, against the Lions, the Packers had 6 drop passes, something tight end Robert Tonyan says they're working on.
Drops happen, bad blocks happen, bad throws happen, so just kind of, you know, letting it float out your head and worry about the next play and worry about the next opportunity. But as I talked to Aaron at halftime, I just told him, I said, thanks for, you know, trusting me and coming back to me. You know, we did have a couple of drops early, but when Aaron comes back to those guys, that does show a lot of trust in, you know, what he stands for in this locker room.
And the Packers have some decisions to make on contract extensions for Aaron Jones, center Corey Linsley, or left tackle David Bakhtiari, who joined the Big Show.
A lot of excuses can be thrown around and misinformation. The point is, at the end of the day, if you want to sign a guy and you want to keep him, you can do it.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath. And our main man, Tim Allen, joining us. Host of the postgame show.
Look out.
Here on The Fan.
I got a bat in my hand.
Oh, yeah?
I do. This is a J.J. Hardy autographed baseball. I got a bunch of bats. at home that, you know, I just walk around the house with a baseball bat.
Are you worried of intruders?
No. God, no.
I thought I had an intruder last night.
I don't live my life in fear.
Oh, I try not to, but I thought I had an intruder last night. There was like a big crashing noise. And it was like something fell in the shower.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But you know, when you're in bed half asleep, a razor falling in the shower seems like a rock being thrown in your basement window.
And then if you can't identify what sound it was in like 5 seconds, you're concerned.
Yeah.
You know, you run through the checklist. Like, what could it be? What's that? Normally, you can figure that stuff out.
Yeah, but last night, just the shower. So, little update on my life that no one cares two craps about, but I have 4 hours to fill, so some of that's going to bleed through. Bart Winkler, Tim Allen. Okay, here's my approach on this team, because the last time we talked, I think we were like, this team sucks, but you can't quit them because they're in the playoff race because of the nature of the sport. I am taking a fresh approach. I like that we're in a playoff race, obviously, but I'm not going to let myself get hurt. I have no expectations. Tim, the last 10 years, it's been expectations about all my teams, and there's a heartbreaking loss. I am just going to sit back and watch this team, and if they miss the playoffs, oh, shucks, we'll get it next year, and if they make the playoffs, this will be fun.
No, I mean, why? I mean, that's not the way to go
But they're not good. They're not a World Series team. They're not good, so I'm not going to, when they inevitably lose, and in some stupid way, I'm not going to get hurt this time.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a stupid way or not, but see, we have to reprogram ourselves to think in this time frame, this 60-game and then plus the expanded playoff time frame. It's different, and I understand it's very, very challenging. I was talking about this last night on the show. It's very challenging season to not compare it to a 162 normalcy. It really is, because you forget about it at times. You do. Hey, it's game three, or it's a rubber match, Cincinnati Reds and Brewers going at it, and then you say, well, if they lose, then they're... No. As bad as they have looked, we have to consider the environment that they're in now. And I know it is very difficult to do that, to separate that. When you look at these batting averages, and it can be horrible, but it's not 162. Forget about all that stuff. It's not. It's different. It's sideways. It's crazy. It's funky. It's kooky. It's all these things. So live in the moment here. And then this whole thing, and I've always had a problem with this, Bart, and I'm not picking on you. You're not the only one. This whole thing, I'm not getting my hopes up.
That sounds like me.
Because I don't want to get my feelings hurt.
That sounds like what I just said.
Yeah. Why?
Now you're making fun of me.
For? Back your team, and if they bow out, they bow out.
I'm backing my team. I've watched every game of this season. I've seen every frustrating loss. Okay? Although I haven't watched the last couple Sundays. But come on, football's on.
Well, one of the Sundays you didn't want to watch.
Well, the no-hitter, yeah. Well, actually, I ended up watching that because I felt like I had to. Oh, I better see history. Oh, gosh. Oh, God, got to see history. Forget that it's the red zone best hour of the day when all the touchdowns are being scored. But
witching hour.
Yeah, I got to watch the stupid history being made against my team. But I know I'm not saying anything controversial. I don't, they're not that good, so they're not worth my heartache.
Nor is a bunch of other teams in baseball this year. The Cubs aren't that good. They're not that good. The Cardinals aren't that good. The Atlanta Braves aren't that good. You know what I mean? All of these, give me a 1-2 punch of Woody and Burns in a two-gamer, back-to-back.
Yep.
Come on now.
No, I'm with you on that one. I also think that, and I don't know what the chances are this will happen, I do think that if they win a World Series, I think that it will feel cheap. I've decided that.
Well, no. World Series, a damn World Series. That's what it is. I mean, come on. I just get lost in the moment. There's six games left. And I think what is confused, another confusing detail to this season, I think the expanded playoffs and the structure of how this 60-game thing went down, it's too confusing to the audience for the most part. You know, we want to make sure that you, as an organization, that these fans are educated, they're knowledgeable, and you know they're smart in terms of where they're at in the standings and how they get in and how they're doing this year. I'm still getting texts from the inner circle even of my personal life saying, hey, by the way, how are the Brewers doing this year? You know, because you don't know. You just look at the standings, you see them in fourth place. It's the Cubs, it's the Cardinals, it's the Reds, and there's the Brewers. And they're like, they're not doing that well. Turn the page. Let's think about the Packers this Sunday. That's not the case this year, and that's why I have an understanding a little bit about the confusing nature of where the Brewers are for a lot of fans. And so what does that mean? Well, it means get in. Then it makes it easy. Oh, shoot, they're in the playoffs? Insert another expletive in there. Damn, they're in the playoffs this year? I didn't realize they were doing that good. That's what it's going to turn into, guys, if they get in.
You know, I thought you were going to swear for real there, and I decided that if you did, I wasn't gonna drop it. I think we need to make swearing more normalized in this country.
Well,
you're telling everything that's going on in the world, we can't say the S word on the radio. Come on.
I mean,
what are we doing?
Look at situational comedy television at night. They're far beyond.
They're dropping S-bombs.
Scott Van Pelt did.
Yeah.
And the internet freaked out.
Big deal.
Yeah, who cares?
They say S all the time. I'm watching the NFL on Sunday, and with no fans, I'm hearing Marquez Valdes-Scantling say F three times in 10 seconds.
What I hate
but
when
I
they
can't
do.
Accidentally say S one time.
I hate Monday Night Football because they haven't figured out that there is a way. I don't know how to do it. That's above my pay grade. But there's a way that you could actually beep out what's going on the field if they're dropping F-bombs and not mute the entire broadcast. I don't know if you guys heard that the other night. It drives me nuts. Anytime anybody swears on the field, it's like your audio just cuts out for 30 seconds.
Like your kids haven't heard swear words.
My kid's
please.
Saying worse words than MVS is on the field, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's ridiculous. When I was his age, I was watching USA up all night. It was like softcore porn.
Oh,
staying
sure.
up till 11 p.m.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, watch the Glow Girls, the
exactly.
world wrestling people.
Yeah. Tim Allen joining us. Ryan Braun, this is one thing that does bum me out about this season is that if it is his last season, I wanted to certainly be there for his last home game. I thought, you know, at the beginning of the season, some of the stuff he said, he wasn't going to retire after this year. But with everything he's saying now, man, and I've never heard anybody in their retirement or it being questioned about it say, well, you know, I got to see what the world's like. I mean, what are we? This is
please.
This is insane.
Spoken like a true California guy, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. I hope I
okay.
don't.
Well, read between the lines. I don't want to get into that part of it. It does. There are a ton of small little indicators, circumstantial evidence as it may be. But there are some indicators, guys. Don't you feel it that he's going to hang them up?
His wife's posting on Instagram, we miss you, Milwaukee, and stuff like that.
Well, to reflect, the word reflect,
yeah, reflect.
On things. Yep. And when you say it that way, you kind of can read the writing on the wall. I personally think that a fourth and fifth outfielder crew, if you will, the 1-2 punch of Braun and Jace Peterson next year, you are in really good shape for a fourth and fifth outfield situation. Now, who are you going to have? Well, Lorenzo Cain is back. Okay, now you're set. Yelich, Garcia, Cain, and your 4 and 5 in the outfield is Jace Peterson and Ryan Braun. I love that. I'll stack that five
Jace
up
Peterson.
Against. Yes.
He's
Jace
no
Peterson's,
good.
Jace Peterson is a very good baseball player.
I haven't
I'm
seen
telling
him
you
do
that right
one
now.
Good thing yet.
One good thing. That dude's a grinder. He's a rat. He's a ball. He is the epitome of a Craig Counsell type player. Get in there, get on base, take a look at his on base percentage. You talk about moving the line. Craig Counsell, move the line. Sooner or later, someone's going to pop a 3-run home run. There's Jace Peterson. He gives you a pro at bat every time. I think he's one of the more underrated, if not the most underrated player on this team. And I love that. I would take Jace Peterson over Ben Gamel heading into next year.
Well, I don't think that's as shocking as a statement
well, no,
as you think
but
it is.
Considering their roles, guys. But, again, for Braun, back on topic, it is super cool that, you know, he gets to perform in another September in a playoff race like that. That's four consecutive, guys. Yeah, I mean, we can talk all day long about, 08 and 11. But let's talk about 17, 18, 19, and 20. That's four consecutive Septembers. And I think, and again, we've been touching on this, and maybe it's waxing poetic a little bit here, but when we look back at where the Brewers organization was and we as fans to go through the 26-year drought and then break it up in 08, and then your LCS in 11, then you take a little dip, and then you rebuild. And now, consistently, all of these games are significant. That is really cool for this organization. They're challenged. They are. And I don't want to come up with excuses why they don't win World Series, but they are challenged in a number of things, one of which is the market size and the economics of the game. That's just a challenge that this team is going to have to go through year in and year out until there's restructuring, for sure. But to have Bronny do this again this year, it is really sweet to watch. And if he goes out that way, then, hey, we pat him on the back. Yeah, there was the bump in the road in 13. And I don't know if a lot of people can get over that part. We seem to get over other guys, but our own guy we can't get over. Come on, this should be the other way around. Get on the other guys, get over it on our guys.
Well, I was never mad about it to begin with.
I mean, applaud him for wanting to be good at his job.
Yeah,
by any means necessary.
He did that for me. He did that to be good for me. That's
so would you guys fudge the Arbitron ratings then if you had an opportunity
yes.
to?
Yes. And
the other stations are doing it. Why can't we?
I'm almost in my mid-30s, and I don't even play professional sports. Somebody offers me some HGH, and I'm taking it right now. I want bigger arms.
Arbitron HGH.
Yeah.
That's Ryan Horvath.
Hey, if I can cheat and not get caught in my job, in my profession, why wouldn't I? Well, what do morals even mean? When you're dead, who cares?
I just want to win. That. I don't any means necessary.
Yeah, I want to win. I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to backstab. I want to undercut. I just want me to feel good.
I'm so proud of you two.
Looking out for number one.
I am so proud of you two. That is so cool to hear.
One team, one dream. My A.
Instead, we need a cohesive unit here to perform at the highest level with communication with our team.
No, team is dumb. Me is good.
Michael Jordan over here.
Christian Yelich, did we just forget this year ever happened?
No, but there's six games left in the playoffs. Guys, I still believe this, and call me crazy. I still believe he's going to get on a roll to where he shoulders this team. Everyone jumps on his shoulder for about three straight games. It could come at any moment. I still believe that. He's working his walks. His last 7 to 10 day numbers are decent. They are. Are they Christian Yelich 18, 19 numbers? Of course not. But I still believe that's the ace in the hole here, guys. That could happen. That thing could powder keg at any moment against anybody. So I'm pretty hopeful with Yelly. I'm still reserving some hope that he just has an impact on winning three or four games here on the way out.
You are the post-game show guy. You're also the fantasy football guy. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest about the Brewers? Because I want to talk to you about fantasy football for a second.
Well, no, we can talk about that after the game tonight. Also, a huge game is tonight. I got to be honest, as positive as I can be, and you guys know that, I wasn't super confident after the game one loss against Cincinnati on Monday, because I looked at the pitching matchups, and I saw Sonny Gray against Brett Anderson.
Brutal.
And then I looked at Hauser and Bauer tonight, and I went, oh, man, they might get swept here. In fact, in the back of my mind, that little wiggle said, hell, they might get no hit in one of these final two games against Cincinnati. Well, they haul off, not only don't get no hit, but they win the ball game last night. I'm not saying it's house money tonight, guys, by any stretch, but that win last night to maintain at worst a one-game deficit against the Cincinnati Reds, by far the biggest win of the year. And it didn't seem like that, but after you take inventory, it is. Now fantasy football.
Yeah,
injuries,
should I start? Should I start Joe Burrow against the Eagles or Carson Wentz against the Bengals?
I think you might start leaning toward Burrow here. Carson Wentz, I can't figure him out. Can anyone figure out this guy?
No.
He's got all the talent in the world. Hell, it was a few years ago that they were talking he was in an MVP running. And all of a sudden, he can't get back on track. He's throwing picks. Might be the system. I love Joe Burrow.
Oh, I love Joe Burrow.
I love that
Joe Burrow.
You got a keeper league. go ahead and make the move now. He's probably the cheapest you're ever going to get Joe Burrow at. Watch his feet, watch his eyes. You can tell.
Oh, no one's giving up Joe Burrow.
Well, I don't,
I'm in a keeper league with Joe Burrow. I'm not giving him up.
You could get Joe Burrow probably.
And I got Kyler Murray. No one cares.
I mean, come on. There's probably a fantasy league or two in the state of Wisconsin here that someone drafted Jordy Nelson first, for crying out loud. You can get Joe Burrow.
I still draft B.J. Raji every year.
I wanted to draft Gary Ellerson 5 years ago. You guys wouldn't let me.
And then do you think Drew Brees is washed like I do? I think the Packers are going to win by double digits again.
You have to start thinking about it. You do, and it's fair to think about it, but it's still that dude, and veteran presence means a lot. He may not stack the statistical information sheet, but I think he's a viable start at times. You do have to start thinking about it to answer your question. I've got him in two leagues, and it's just like, wow. That's Drew Brees. That's not the Drew Brees I love and know, and you know, Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion. And you have to think about it.
A little fantasy football for you. We'll do Kevin Payne tomorrow. He'll join us for your advice at 8:35. Tim, you can catch on Sunday before the games, and then tonight, of course, with the Brewers taking on the Reds.
Yeah, and we've got just programming notes. We will have the post game tonight. We will have the On Deck show and post game tomorrow for the game one against St. Louis in the 5-game set. Friday, it will be a doubleheader on Friday. However, those games are so short, guys. I'm going to just tuckle in between games and jump on the air, do sort of an on-deck post-game after game one. So depending on the game, you know, going long or whatever, we'll see. But that's a 7-inning game one on Friday, so I'll jump on right after that game is over and get you ready for game two. So we've got a lot of Brewers coverage coming up here this final stretch.
Looking forward to it, Tim, and looking forward to the next time that we conversate.
Thank you, Bart. See you, Horvat.
See you, Bart. Tim, whatever your name is. His
buddy. Tim Allen joining us. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. The Wendy's Big Show yesterday had David Bakhtiari on again, as they do every week, Tuesdays 4:35. And they asked him about the contract situation again. And a point that I've been making, this makes me feel really good, David Bakhtiari made. The Packers, when it comes to this offseason already, not to think ahead too much, but there's a lot of guys they have to re-sign. I don't know how they do it. David Bakhtiari seems to think they can do the same thing that I think they can do. So stick around to hear how smart I am. I told you. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.